Hey guys, Dave Kurt, broker of record with Lake City Realty, coming at you with another episode of the Sudbury Real Estate Podcast. Thanks for checking in with me. This is my weekly check-in. I know I took a bunch of weeks off, but I was back on the mic last week and I'm back on the mic today. Just like to go over the numbers. What am I seeing in the marketplace right now, locally in Sudbury? Is it shifting towards buyers? Is it shifting towards sellers? Or what's actually happening? The week of April 20th to April 26th, we saw 41 sales. 16 additional houses are pending or conditional. 27 of those 41 sales happened above asking price, which I consider multiple offers. We have 42 new listings and a total of 154 listings on the marketplace. So what does that actually mean? But like, wow, I think this is the first time I had to go back and I've been tracking these stats since the beginning of COVID actually. So I'm about 3 years and I had to go back to see, and it was just basically a handful of times that we've seen more sales than new listings. It didn't happen this week, but it was very close with 41 sales and 42 new listings. But in the last year, it's basically been very few times that we've seen that number of sales actually surpass the number of listings. When I went and actually looked at what season those happened in, most of the time it was like in December and January where, you know, maybe it was a slow week from a listings. People didn't want to really get their house ready for the marketplace before Christmas or before New Year's, and they might have held off listing. And that, those were the weeks that we traditionally saw more sales than listings. But in a spring marketplace, this is almost non-existent. So it didn't happen this week, but the fact that it almost did is still big enough news in my mind. What eventually that happened, what resulted with that happening was the total listing. So last week we were at 164, and even that was a few listings to be dealing with. In the past, we were around 180, then we went down to the 170s, and then since the last 4 weeks, we've been in the high 160s, and then 164 was the lowest. That dropped 10 listings this week to 154 total listings available. That's the number of red dots on realtor.ca when buyers are looking to see what could be a good fit for them out there, and it's not a lot. I don't have to tell you that if you're shopping right now in the marketplace, you're feeling the frustration of the lack of listings, but it was re-emphasized with what we saw shake out this week. Point two and takeaway two for the week, it's a little story about just a really frustrating story that we dealt with. It was last Saturday, a listing hit realtor.ca. I had some buyers call me on it right away, so I checked it out. It's an amazing listing. It was underpriced by hundreds of thousands of dollars. It was one of the best areas of town to be in, a big family home. There was a lot of excitement for some people that I had that were looking. No problem. Texted the agent a few times, not a lot of messages. They weren't from our area. They weren't from our board, so we couldn't communicate with how we typically book showings in our office communication. As well, it wasn't listed on our board's our board's MLS. So the Sudbury Real Estate Board has a unique MLS and not every listing gets on there. Now every listing makes it to realtor.ca, so it's available to be seen by the consumers, but on the back end, the real estate agents aren't really communicating well with each other. That's not a consumer's issue though. So no problem, I call the number, waited a little while, called again, texted. I was able to get us in for a showing, but for a few days later, I confirmed that she was holding off offers for a week. It was underpriced by a couple hundred thousand dollars. So do you know what? I thought it could either be that they just didn't know how great this neighborhood was in Sudbury, or they have a strategy that they were just looking for this crazy massive bidding war. And that's kind of, I just assumed it was option B they were going with. The day of my showing, I got a call from the agent in the morning and she said, well, I'm sorry to say, but you guys aren't going to need to see the house. We've just accepted an offer. I said, well, what do you mean you accepted an offer? You told me you're waiting for offers on a future date. If you're going to change it, you have to let me know about that. There was no communication there. And beyond that, she said, well, do you know what? I was able to get $100,000 more than asking price for my client. And it was that at that point that I realized that she actually thought she did a great job for her clients getting that number that was far less than actually what I thought the value was for the property. Now, again, would somebody else pay more than that? More than likely. I think the house is worth $200,000, at least more than it was listed at. Would the buyers pay that? That would be up for debate or consideration. But the fact that she thinks she did a great job, when I feel like she's failed miserably on every single part, from the day she listed on a Saturday, which is the worst day to hit the market, from not posting it on the local MLS system of the board that you're actually practicing in, from not communicating that you're a change in offer plan. There was people that were lined up that were ready to see it and probably bring offers, and those people didn't have a chance to bring offers on it. So just a really terrible job of a listing right through and throughout. I think this goes here. In real estate, we get our license, and we are licensed to practice anywhere in Ontario. That doesn't mean that hiring that any agent is going to be the same thing. You want to deal with somebody that knows your neighborhood, your city, your specific set of community. And even with like at Lake City, like it's one of the proudest things that I've done here is that we really focus on being able to cater to everybody, even across our city of Sudbury. If you're in Coniston, we have an agent that lives there. She knows the local community. She knows the park. She knows the pros, the cons of that neighborhood. If you're in the Valley, we're the same thing. If you're in Lively, that's where I live. If you're in the South End, we have that. Like we really try to focus on having experts in every single different area so that we can provide the advice. And even if somebody does choose to kind of represent themselves or to take that listing in that neighborhood, they're going to reach out to the agent that lives in that neighborhood or on their team to make sure that they're giving good advice. So just a very frustrating instance and a frustrating situation that we had to deal with last week. Takeaway three for the week. I commented on it last week. It was kind of crazy to see that I think there was one offer that I was in with 18 different offers in a bidding war. That's played out again this week. Now, the idea that every single place I'm showing right now, they're putting specific directions that we're holding off offers for, and usually in my mind it's way too long. They were going about a week, and they're saying no bully offers. A bully offer or a preemptive offer, what is it? It basically means that they're forcing me to wait for that offer date, and maybe what happens if I decided that I wanted to not wait for that offer date and bring the sellers an offer that was so good that like I think it's going to make their while to deal with it today. Usually in that case there, we can change our offer plans. They can notify all the agents that have shown it and say, hey, we're going to deal with a bully offer. You've got, you know, a day to bring in an offer, or you've got 12 hours to decide if you guys want to try to get in. I know you were booked before, but this offer is that good that we want to try to deal with it. It usually takes a long conversation between the listing agent and the clients before you decide, are we going to be open to bully offers? Are we going to be open to, you know, dealing with an offer before our offer date? Do we really want to do an offer date? What's the pros? What's the cons of doing a future offer date? What happens if other properties hit the market that are similar and those buyers decide to offer some of those? I don't think any of these conversations are actually happening between the listing realtor and the clients right now. And even if they are happening about an offer date, I don't think any of the conversations are happening around bully offers. So a little piece of advice, if you're a buyer out there shopping and you come across a listing that says no bully offers, try a bully offer, see what happens, put it in the listing agent's hands and have them physically tell you that their client is choosing to refuse. If you're gonna go with a weak offer, for sure not, but if you're going with a strong offer, that their client refuses to look at this strong offer with a reasonable time frame to decide, like see what kind of answer you get from them, because I think that a lot of the sellers will change their tune if and when that push comes to shove, if they have an offer in front of them that is actually worth it and worthwhile kind of proceeding with. Takeaway four for the week, average sale price. And I hate judging average, so we're going to talk about mean and median from a couple different standpoints, but we're a few days left in April, so I kind of like to revisit and say, well, where is average sale price? It feels like April has been exceptionally busy. Right across the chart, everything I'm showing, again, prices seem to be pushing themselves up. You know, if I think back to December, January, which like looking back was the lows of our marketplace, new Sudbury houses were selling for 375, 380, 350, even sometimes. It just like basically that's what the place we're going for. And when I think about the average house in Sudbury, I think about a 1,000 square foot brick bungalow in New Sudbury is kind of the average. As an exact replica of what the average house is in Sudbury, and therefore that should be equal what the average sale price is. Average sale price in the last 2 months, so in February and March, was at right around 450, which again, we were in those high threes. It went up to 450, and that kind of felt accurate. Average, so again, we'll talk average and median. As if I take out the high outliers and I take out the low outliers, the median sales price for that February and March was 410,000, and that's kind of what a new Sudbury bungalows felt like. They were going in those low 400s. I said 410 to 415 ish is what the marketplace felt like. April bumped up another 15K from a median standpoint to 425, and from an average sale price, we saw $480,000 as an average sale price as we are rounding out April, as I sit here at Friday, April 28th right now. That is insane. Absolutely insane. I've been making that prediction that we're going to, by the end of the year, when prices kind of, you know, work their way back up, we're going to see, get back to that magic number of 500-ish, $1,000 average sale price that we saw during the peak of our market last year. Well, this month we almost hit that. That's how crazy this market has been. And I'm going to get into where does the market go from here, but a little bit of a preview, like I don't see that stopping anytime soon. Speaking of, my last little point I'd like to wrap up is point five. Where does the market go from here? It's the same story I've been preaching and sticking to for months now. We are in a marketplace that is dictated by supply and demand. Looking at reviewing what I mentioned in my first bullet point, we were at like 170 listings as low for this time of the year. We were at 170 listings in March and April. As we moved into April, we saw high 160s, then 165. We're down to 154 listings this week. That's not sustainable. When the buyers are out there shopping, they're saying there's not a lot to pick from. Now, why is there so few listings? There's a lot of sellers that are in their houses, whatever house that is, and they were in a, even if they're in a variable mortgage rates, their mortgage rates have already gone up, and that same house has cost them a lot more to live there, and they're just saying, wait a second, money's a little bit tighter than it was. Let's stay put. Now, if they're in a fixed mortgage rate, well, their payments haven't changed, but what is changing is that time till their renewal is coming up, and they're either looking at 12 months to go or 18 months or 24 months until their mortgage renews, and they're no longer going to be looking at 1.6 or 1.8 or 2.5% interest rates. They're going to be looking at 5% interest rates or 4.5% or whatever they end up shaking out to be. Now, if that those buyers now are putting themselves in the shoes of what is life going to be like with those higher payments. And it's because they're putting themselves in the shoes now that they're preparing themselves for a future date where prices are going to, where their cost of living is going to be higher, and therefore they're holding off the idea of selling or buying something new. The second part of that is we are dealing with a marketplace that not many of the step-up buyers are motivated to step up, again, because they're feeling poor, but also because last year, if we point to 12 months ago, their house was selling for more money. Now, again, we've seen the prices come back. Nationally, we look at prices, even locally, we look at prices. We pulled back 20% from our absolute highs, which looking back was in March or February, March of 2022. We're already back 10%, and it looks like we're on our way to doing better. But when you pull the average homeowner now, if they were looking at their equity position in their house and considering that as part of their wealth, which most people do, they feel poorer now than they do last year. And that doesn't make them have an appetite to go shop for more expensive homes with the higher rates. Speaking of higher rates, that's the third reason that that it's not happening, is these rates are real. And I like to say it costs people $600 per month to borrow $100,000 now. So if they're thinking about taking on an extra $200,000, $300,000 in debt, that's going to equate to close to $2,000 in mortgage payments per month, which they're just not comfortable with right now with the higher rates. All those factors have led to less supply. The last one that I wanted to mention too is supply adds to supply. So buyers aren't selling because they can't find anything. And then, so like the buyers aren't listing those houses that might be listed, and then they would feel confident that they're going to jump into something else. They're not able to see anything in the marketplace they're happy with. And they're so nervous that they're saying, if I list my house, I'm not going to find anything I'm happy with. So therefore I'm going to hold off from listing. If they would find something, they would list their house. And if a new listing came up that worked out perfect for them, then maybe they would list their house because they were going to go to that house. But we're not seeing that happen. So sometimes you need that one domino to drop that would kind of give a long-term effect and allow that to continue to happen where we would actually see more supply beget supply when we get that process initiated. But that hasn't happened and shaken out of the markets yet. Overall, I think that we are in a marketplace where our prices are heading up. What it takes for prices to go up is for the house down the street to sell and the buyers to jump on it at those prices and the buyers to say, do you know what? I would have paid a little bit more. And then the next house comes up and it's a little bit more money and the buyers jump on that one and then they miss out on a bidding war and they're like, shoot, I can't believe I missed out on that property. I would have been comfortable paying a little bit more. And then that happens over and over and over again until you continue to see prices appreciate. If I take you back to one of my early bullet points, there's still a ton of action on offer dates on the multiple offers. So that's, if we take the pulse of the buyers, we're having a lot of confidence in the marketplace at the prices that things are currently at. And that's that's at the higher payments and at the higher rates that they have to deal with on the banking end of the mortgage on the backside. But when all that shakes out, we're going to continue to see prices increase until we hit that breaking point for buyers to be like, do you know what? That wasn't worth it to me. I would rather stay put. I'd rather find something less, or I'd rather find an unrenovated house or a little bit of smaller space or a smaller garage or whatever that looks like, so that they wouldn't have to stretch themselves to those higher prices. But that's not shaking out in the market right now. We're having so much confidence from the buyers that they're willing to jump on these properties, they're willing to put offers in, and they're willing to be offer 15, 16, 17, 18 to the table, which means that they have confidence in the values they're offering right now. That's my big, bold predictions on what's going on this week, Sudbury. Connect with me next week. We're going to be seeing the first week of May. I can't believe it. I've still got snow in my driveway, but it's at least 20 degrees out there today. I hope you're having a fantastic weekend, and we'll chat with you next week. We'll see you later, Sudbury.